If I were to tell you that there is a website out there that steals your pictures and that you post on the internet and sells them without your permission, probably doesn't make you feel so great.
Yeah.
And adding insult to injury, what if your photos are used to promote online shopping? Well, that doesn't sound too bad. Cosmetic surgery? Before or after is my question.
Mm-hmm.
And or?
Yeah.
Prostitution.
Oh, boy, no. Oh, no, you didn't.
So, lots of things could happen. Let's look at what's going on. How are the photos being used online without your permission?
Yeah, let's look at this recent report by the Beijing News. I guess there were people collecting and selling females' photos online at a low price. That's not cool. At least jack up the price without informing the owners. Liu Qian, a friend of Zhang Wei, told her that he saw Liu's photo under the nickname Xiao Xiao on a smartphone app called Tantan on December 6th. The app is a social media app or online dating app, which helps users connect and find love, okay? So Liu was astonished because she had never used the app before. She's never had any problems with boyfriends, I guess. The user information showed that Xiao Xiao, a 23-year-old woman from Shijiazhuang, Hebei province, worked in a pharmaceutical health industry. According to the screenshots of Zhang's conversation with Xiao Xiao, she sent Zhang her WeChat account and said he could offer paid prostitution service on WeChat. Ooh, it's getting
scandalous.
It's getting juicy now, folks. A screenshot of their WeChat video chat showed that Xiao Xiao is a female, but Liu said she never, or he had never met the woman before. So it was not the first time that Liu's photos has been used by others. She found out some others had used her photos as images of like moments on WeChat and other dating things, like other dating profiles on Tantan as well. So anyways, a reporter searched the WeChat account of Xiao Xiao and found out she still used Liu's photo as her image, I guess, as of December 10th. So it's not something that even stopped as the report was being released. So, I mean, looking at this, it seems like it might be a problem, but at the same time, can I just say, is anybody really surprised? I mean, the thing is, you know, ultimately, just jumping into the thick of this here, ultimately, you give them the material. And anybody that posts on the internet and says, I think my stuff is safe, I mean, I think there's enough evidence out there now on even the most protected social medias, Facebook and whatever, that says even Google and whatnot, you know, information's getting leaked right and left. So, again, this doesn't surprise me, and I don't think it should surprise anybody else.
And you are absolutely right, because Liu is not the sole victim.
I'm surprised that you said that.
According to the investigation of the reporter, there was a gray online business chain involving collecting, purchasing, selling, and using the photos for marketing. And the reporter searched the keywords like female live photos or female profile photo, beautiful ladies, cool ladies,
or Ryan selfies,
gentle ladies,
Ryan selfies.
And the one man out there.
When they searched selfies, they found out that there's a set of photos on domestic online shopping platform and found many such goods. So, Ryan, again, you are not
the
victim as well. And one of the shops under the name of Viper Raw Materials caught his attention. The reporter found out that there were only two goods sold in the shop, all of which were personal live photos. And the shop owner said that he had 260 sets of photos. Maybe there's 60 Ryan live photos.
There's only one Ryan.
And after paying 19 yuan, the reporter got a link to a cloud storage with an extracted code. So from the cloud storage, actually, he can download a compressed file of 9 gigabytes. So that's a lot.
Guys, I gotta go real quick.
That's a lot of photos. And there are also live photos and videos of 35 women, one of whom having over 3,000 photos. So these are only, this is only one example of such online business. And now if you search for it, you can still find it. And I believe there will be crackdown on such business on online platforms, because previously we can get literally everything, but now there has been restrictions. But still, this is very alarming.
Well, the thing is, people didn't used to know that this could evolve into a business, so to speak. Well, I have to say, great business, okay? But yeah, it seems like this has been something that's been existing on the fringes, and people are making profit from it. But although there's one thing that caught my attention, 19 yuan for these pictures of a woman. I mean, that is so cheap, as it turned out to be. Our privacy is being sold online.
I guess they just need to take better pictures. But regardless, guys, I mean, this is also, I would say, can be phrased as this: they're making money off your negligence. You know, like whatever you post on the internet, it's kind of like taking pictures of people in public, right? You don't really get to. Have you guys ever gone through like Sanli Tun, which is like a very nice
trendy place.
Yeah, nice shopping area of Beijing where a lot of young people like to strut their stuff and do some shopping and have some coffee or something like that. Anyways, if you do that, one of the first things you'll notice is there's guys that are just taking picture right in the middle of the kind of main shopping area. And, I don't see anybody chasing them down saying, hey, give me my picture back. I was looking really good. You better not make money off me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
I do that sometimes, but I never get the photos. Anyways,
So,
that being said, these guys are doing it so openly out in public and people don't seem to care. People don't seem to be chasing these guys down. Now we're surprised when these kind of things get online. I mean, I would say that the online is kind of like your public space. And at the same time, you know, who are you accepting on your moments? Your moments on your WeChat is only your friend circle. So if anybody's getting these photos, you either need to have a sit down with one of your friends and say, hey, Tommy, I heard you're selling my selfies to Viper.com. And that's fine. Just give me some money, okay?
I doubt that'll be the conversation.
Whatever, New Honglin. I can dream about it, okay? Anyways, this kind of thing, I mean, who are your friends in your WeChat circles? And whoever they are, if they're mysterious people, maybe delete them because maybe they're trying to get your pictures. And, if you have a Tantan profile or a Tinder profile or something like that, yeah, that's going to be the place where these guys are hunting for your photos. I mean, this is where men and women are trying to look alluring. And of course, you know, these people can just screenshot your pictures and use them. And you know that, but you still choose to do it. So at the end of the day, it's your choice. I mean, convenience comes at a cost, folks, and I think it's important to remember that.
Yeah, I think if we're talking to personal users, telling them to be cautious about their personal information, about their photos, of course we can say things like that and arouse their attention about how to manage their photos. But of course, I think a public space, you being in the public space, being taken photo by others, that's a totally different story, because in public spaces, people are allowed to take pictures whenever they want. That is actually if you're doing news, if you're in the news industry, it's like that.
Paparazzi, however, is a
yeah,
good example.
It's acceptable. However, if you're at your home and also if you are you're publicizing photos on WeChat Moment or on any other places, there is a difference between getting your photo and using it for the wrong reasons. For example, if you're using the photo for market or advertising or even false for information, then there's the problem.
New Honglin, I mean, agreed. But we can say that the internet is a very public space, just like what paparazzis do when they're out in Sanli Tun or whatever, trying to snap your picture. When you go on, let's say, Tinder, right? People are swiping. These are strangers that are looking at your photos. You know exactly what it is before you get into it. So in which case can you say, oh man, how did my picture get out there? It's like, you know, you kind of risked it for the brisket. It's out there, of course, and it is a public space. You are making these photos knowingly available to strangers.
Okay. I think there's something of a few differences of opinion that you guys hold. One thing, can I say one thing about street photography, please?
Yeah, you're a big fan.
No. The thing is, that has become part of the fashion industry, that you get photographers that are in the street that ask for your permission to take a picture.
Sometimes they don't ask.
Well, but they're...
I'm just looking that good.
But usually, the standard practice in the industry should be that...
Standard.
There is the consent that's given. So that's one thing with street photography. And another thing is, I suppose, profitability. So we're talking about two major things here. One's consent. Did you give permission? And Ryan, you think that the online space is a free world.
The Wild West.
Yes.
So to speak, Hyung.
But a lot of other people think that, well, if I'm posting stuff on my WeChat Moments, then that is still a relatively private place. That is me with people I know, friends or acquaintances that somehow got my WeChat and you two befriended each other. Then that's still a relatively private sphere. And on Weibo, that's when you publish to the
It's private to the extent that you have friends in your moments. The thing is, ultimately, you cannot wash your hands clean. Whatever you've put out on the internet, you decided to do that.
You've exposed yourself to the risk.
Exactly. You walked outside of your house, you know? Anybody can take a picture of you. You're talking about the fashion industry. These people that are in the middle of Sanli Tun aren't taking your picture for the fashion industry. I mean, those two examples are completely unrelated because one maybe is some kind of professional photographer taking your picture. The other is just some person snapping photos, maybe trying to develop a hobby or be a creeper. I don't know who this guy is. But regardless, they're not asking for your permission. And like I said, if you don't believe me, you can go to Sanli Tun, find out for yourself. But the fact of the matter is, Hyung, whether you think it's fair or not, if you don't want your photos to be mixed up and sold or whatever, then don't be online. But the fact of the matter is, like, let's take WeChat. WeChat is easy. I mean, because you accept friends, nobody else can see your moments if you maybe make it so the only first 3 days are visible and then everything beyond that is just there for you. I mean, there's a lot of different features that allow you to limit people's access to your photos. So in which case, if you're just showing the world all these different photos and posting alluring pictures of yourself like me in underwear being like, what's up, you know, like... You're throwing that out there.
The problem is, not always is it even that. I mean, people would be highly aware that they're posting sensitive information out there if they're wearing their underwear, lingerie, and tape and posting for a picture, right? Sometimes this is just the profile picture. And then it is not something that you would think other people would use for profit.
Well, and then that's your problem,
well,
right?
Well, isn't it the business's problem that's using my stuff and then plastering it all over cosmetic surgery, those kind of things? That's obviously not right.
I mean, is it wrong of paparazzis to take pictures of stars when they're leaving coffee houses? Is that illegal? Do people not buy those? Is there money made off that?
Well,
if you're going to crack down, if you're
going to
hold on, lady, if you're going to crack down on that, why don't you crack down on all these other public spheres of photography taking? The fact of the matter is, if there's beautiful people, people will want to take your picture and maybe want to use it. And I just think at the end of the day, ignorance is bliss.
Okay. Ignorance is bliss. That's how we look at the world.
If I find that my picture is on some website somewhere and I don't know, somebody made some money off of it, I'm going to be like, that's weird, but kind of cool, I guess. You know, this reminds me of, you guys like the TV show Friends, right? There's this one episode where Joey comes back to the apartment. He's like, guys, finally, I got a modeling gig.
I remember
like,
that.
Guys, it's for this public health thing. And they're all like, oh, wow, that's so cool. What is it for? And he's like, well, I don't know. They just randomly select it. So then he's walking in the subway, starts talking to this girl, and this girl's really into him. And then all of a sudden, as they like turn the corner or something, there's Joey folding his arms, and it says something about STDs. You never know until you get tested. And he's just sitting there with a solemn look, and I'm like, oh, you know. And that point's also kind of at a bigger thing. It's like he knowingly gave this picture maybe to this modeling company, and they chose to put him on that kind of ad, you know. The thing is, these kind of details when it comes to your photo are, at the end of the day, you're the keeper of them. You get to protect them. And if they're out there, that's because you either made them easily available through privacy settings or wherever you posted them. And or you posted pictures that are alluring and somebody decided to use them.
If that was true, then we should all stay in the house. Because what about whoever's going to get to take your picture?
Well, thank you for the little story there. It reminded me of the good old days. I was watching Friends. I loved it. But Joey did sign the consent of having the organization using his photo.
Of course, because it was a professional photo, yeah.
Yes. And
he didn't know how it was going to be used.
A little bit different here. And also, if your photo is being used by strangers didn't actually tell you, you can resort to the law. The civil law in China, Article 120, clearly stated that if your photos are being used and it's hurting your personal interest, you can actually sue the guy. So this
what
is
about
a
then?
Breach
what about?
Of law. So
Great.
Technically speaking,
hammer it in.
The business owners do not really have the right to use
what
the photos.
About
at the same time,
Hong
actually, Lin. China is trying to hammer out a personal information protection law. It is being researched and people are trying to make sure your convenience and your rights are being protected at the same time at most.
That's great. Why don't you answer my question about paparazzi?
Can I answer that?
Why don't you answer
okay.
that? Go
paparazzi,
ahead.
First of all, when you are taking a picture of Lady Gaga, of whoever that's that famous, earning that much money, and it is an unwritten agreement between that star and the paparazzi,
no
the
way.
Whole industry, they're all involved in profiting from it.
No, they're not, dude. That's why these pictures, sometimes they don't even look that great. They're trying to catch them at their worst. The thing is, when you're in the public sphere, anybody can take your photo.
So
and
you think that the paparazzi, Lady
they're
Gaga,
they're trying
whoever,
to run from the paparazzi all the time.
Well, what about all the times that when the stars, they are collaborating with the paparazzi? You think that
are,
the gossip
yo,
that
all,
we see
okay,
in
great.
Magazines just automatically happen?
All right.
I mean, that's
Ladies,
a different thing.
Calm down. All right.
Yeah.
First of all, paparazzi, you should, look into this. Paparazzi chase around stars and make their lives hell. There's no special agreement, Hyung. Look at TMZ. Look at all these different entertainment
shows. Yes, but I'm saying that this is
dude,
a
do your
crime.
Research
They're
on...
all committing in because you
no,
think
it's
the stars
not, it's happen-
don't get coverage after the paparazzi picture. I mean, this is something that they're all knowingly involved.
Dude.
But we are not. Do you
Hyung,
okay.
it's not true.
Okay,
okay what you're saying is not true. No,
different
I mean,
opinion on
it's,
this.
It's people catching stars at their worst. Obviously, these people aren't posing for photos. They're not ready for mm-hmm. the limelight. And of course, maybe it somehow, sometimes it does work out in their favor. And they're like, oh, okay, somebody's taking a picture of me leaving a football game and I'm looking good. Why not just enjoy the pictures? I'll hug Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, blah, blah, blah. But then sometimes you catch them and you can tell that they're holding their hat down. They don't want to be seen, but they can't do anything because the public sphere in law, because I studied this, journalism. Yeah. When you're in a public space, you don't have a right to be able to do that, right?
Okay.
People can take pictures in public spaces.
Yeah, but now we're talking about the internet and on your personal account,
right? I'm saying the internet is like a public place.
But that's your definition, and that is not agreed upon with everyone.
Really?
Or, yeah.
So Tinder's not Tinder and Tantan, you don't think is a public space?
It's not. It's two people that
and
they're trying to have a private relationship.
And I think 9 times out of 10, actually, if you started a Facebook recently, you could read the rights and say that when you put photos on those kind of social media, uh-huh. you give up the rights to them.
Okay, question then, since you bring up Facebook, since with this year, with Facebook, they're not so happy, right, with the Cambridge Analytica scandal. And when people's information, it's not their pictures, their information that's knowingly congregated and been sold to another company to come to for political purpose or mm-hmm. whatever personal gain. And then, people are furious about that. And in the U.S., they're coming up with laws. They're rolling out these things to protect people. So now I don't see how different this is with the pictures of you and I.
I think what they're trying to do is find the privacy space on the internet, but it's not so clear. Here's the fact of the matter is you can listen, to, oh, it should be this way, it should be that way. But at the end of the day, you might find your pictures online. The thing is, the internet is what it is, and it's not always a safe place, and it's not something that you're always in control of, and it's not something that you always know what's going on outside of your surface level profile. So the best way to protect yourself, and this is just the way it is don't post anything on the internet that you wouldn't be comfortable seeing somewhere else. You know, that image of you, don't post anything that's like half naked or something like that.
It's
because
not even that, unfortunately.
Can I finish? Thank you. And so don't post any of that stuff, all right? And make sure that whatever you do post, it has a privacy setting somewhat related to your friends. Don't accept any weirdos on WeChat. Don't do any of that stuff.
And if you see the unfortunate incident of someone using your photo without your consent, you can at least file a complaint to WeChat if they're using it in their WeChat moment. Or if it's a very serious issue, you can still sue them because we still got that law to protect us.
Well, litigation is usually the last resort.
Not
the one that is that profitable because we all know it's a difficult process. But, well, sometimes, you know, you've got to think about how much does it take to defend yourself, I guess, and to get your picture off that cosmetic surgery advert or whatever it is that you did not agree to. You're listening to Roundtable.